Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. We're engaging a new world order at point-blank range with huge effect. Police confirmed Bilderberg 2013 to take place in Watford, UK. I'll be there. Establishment media spins Al-Qaeda use of chemical weapons in Syria. Now that it's come out, they've had to confirm that it's chemical weapons the West gave them. Wow, it's even come out. They're trying to spin it. Well, since we attacked Syria with chemical weapons, we should blow up all of Syria. How dare Syria let us bomb them and do nothing? Man, I've never heard of something that nasty. Eyewitnesses. The younger Tsarnaev brother did not shoot Boston cop. It was friendly fire. You remember when the cops shot 9 people last year in New York, and they kept reporting it was a citizen that did it? And then they even knew it, and then now it's a footnote. People, I've heard them source, 9 people shot in New York. Yeah, the cops did it. You know, what about cops shooting innocent people in Southern California with the Dorner thing? Video, students submit to Obama security force bag searches. We're going to play the video and audio of this later. This is insane. Remember Obama's domestic security force? Well, almost everyone out on the street, again, in California with Mark Dice, submitted. Going, it's just a volunteer security force, make sure you're not a terrorist. And they would let them search the bag. I mean, this is what sheeple training does. And then it's a bunch of guys in black uniforms strutting around going, hey, you're not supposed to have a gun. You're not supposed to be a man. Only government is. We have diplomatic immunity. We're the government. They're trying to make all government have diplomatic immunity. And what is that? That's a con game. I'm above the law because I say so. The UN says it's above our countries because the bankers set it up and got our Congress to agree to that. It is really unprecedented. So that's some of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to look at the immigration bill, which senators are on record saying will cost trillions. And it's not an immigration bill. It's a total legalization, and it's the voting block for the Soviet Party. The Republicans, I guess, are kind of like the fascist party. The Soviet Party, to just have a group of people that go, okay, here's your free welfare, now vote to take their guns. Okay, I'll vote to take their guns. I've got to be honest. If, like, Switzerland was bordering us, and there was 30 million people coming in who were, like, going to try to restore the republic, I'd say, okay. I don't care if they had green skin. In fact, if people in Mexico had, like, blue antennas, but were into freedom, I'm such a libertarian, I would, you know, it was like aliens. But they like freedom. Oh, sure, here. You know, you really come in peace? Well, here, just come on in. And, I mean, literally, I just don't want to be a slave. And let me tell you, I mean, I don't want to live in Mexico. But all Mexico's got is its fake nationalism. Run by a bunch of El Jefe, more billionaires per capita in any country. And now the globalists are going to merge Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And they have security agreements, look them up, to, quote, use Canadian and Mexican troops during civil unrest in the United States. That's Washington Post. Look that up from like a decade ago. And they have the Olympics a few years ago in Canada. U.S. troops were there running checkpoints in Canada, helping. And the Mexican troops came and helped in Katrina, where the military was confiscating the guns. They helped. I mean, they're just helping. And I've got the NRA video where they document that most of the guns that are bought by the cartels are full auto and are flown in by big banks. That's come out. In fact, will you guys print me Wachovia, Wells Fargo laundered $376 billion. It's Bloomberg. I want to show that later. Because, see, yes, it's true. Mexican citizens are getting semi-automatic guns, handguns, rifles to protect themselves. And will you guys print me that, too, about vigilantes restore order in some Mexican cities? They get to America, they get guns, they go back, and they fight the cartels and take back control. And that's why Obama's upset, because they can't run their extermination. I mean, it's not enough to kill 60,000 Mexicans under the drug war in the last 6 years. You know, Obama wants to make sure only the government, the cartel, has those full automatic machine guns they're buying from Germany mainly.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We're now into hour number two of this Tuesday, 7th day of May, 2013, worldwide broadcast. So much is happening. They're trying to completely gut American sovereignty and legalize. When they say 13 million illegals, it's more like 30 million illegals, openly bragging it so they can vote to take our guns and basically bring us into the North American Union. We're going to be talking to William Gein, the head of AliPAC, you know, probably one of the most important real lobbies up there for national sovereignty. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. But other big stuff is happening. Obviously, I'm going to talk more after he leaves us today with the situation in the Benghazi gate. We're going to be looking at that. They've got credible whistleblowers to speak tomorrow in a hearing. Now, folks, I already told you what happened. We know what happened. It came out. They stood down for 8 hours while Al-Qaeda killed everybody in the building. The five regular people and the two SEALs, sheep-dipped in the CIA, who refused orders to stand down. They had to fire the head of CENTCOM over because he threw a fit. They fired, it's like 10 or more other top admirals and generals. They had two Predator drones and a C-130 surveillance craft out in the Mediterranean. They had drones right above it. They sat there and watched the Benghazi security force. This is not blowback. They went in there And they killed him so they could say the heat-seeking missiles. They had a warehouse there full of heat-seeking missiles. It's like 18,000 missiles, 10,000 of them heat-seeking. A bunch of them were reportedly there, according to all our sources. And that's now months later. We told you this first. By the way, we need to get all our sources back on that said all this. It was Colonel Schaefer. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer said all that. And the guy that was in Tripoli a bunch, Annan Benghazi, a former NSA, Wayne Madsen, and others. And look, we know, eight-hour stand-down, while the CIA, Al-Qaeda Security Force, people are like, Al-Qaeda, CIA? Yes, they run Al-Qaeda! The CIA is run by foreign banks. I don't know how I have to explain this to you. It'd be like if aliens landed and they had blue skin and they were commanding our military and our military had collaborated. And I'm going, hey, the aliens are commanding our government. The government's illegitimate. But they're wearing uniforms. But see, they don't have blue skin, so it's not obvious. It's foreign banks. Benghazi stand down denials don't stand up to reason. That's Forbes. I mean, this is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm going to get into that. Senate passes internet sales tax bill amid opposition from conservatives. I mean, this is incredible. It's a track. The power to tax is the power to destroy. It's a total control grid. The cybersecurity bill is. This is an internet sabotage system. As the Google 100 times faster fiber optic goes in, when that fiber optic is in nationwide in about 3 years, it's going in Austin. It's been put in several other major cities. We notice they're taking over Midwest first. Why isn't it California? Why isn't it New York? They know everybody's fleeing to the middle of the country. It's an enemy operation. They're putting down their fiber in Austin, other areas. Austin, they admit, is the Agenda 21. They have maps. We've shown it on TV when we go to their meetings, how they're going to take over here. They even describe it as their operations and their dominance operation. I mean, this is a technocratic takeover. But they go, oh, we drink beer at the campus and act trendy. Oh, we have beards and wear you know, rainbow socks. They go behind closed doors. General, prepare operations. Bring them down. I mean, you know, this is an enemy operation. Spies. Excuse me. Believe me, folks, you better look into this. Man, they're sophisticated. But if you're aware of their operations, we can defeat them. So you got that going on. I'm going to talk more about the armed march. My thoughts are exactly what Mike Adams has said. It's at InfoWars.com. Armed march on D.C. announced for July 4th. Is Adam Kokesh crazy or courageous? And he shows both sides of it. Why? You have a right to do that. The D.C. heller did rule you could have guns, but they're still saying they'll arrest you. They are the tyrants. They are in the wrong. But does this give them an opportunity? Well, So I'm saying, you know, when I say be there with video cameras, I'm not saying be there armed because I can't morally tell people to do something that's so dangerous. That's a decision you've got to make. So I'm talking about that in the third hour because people have, you know, are spinning it saying Jones is endorsing it. I am not endorsing it. I am studying it, looking at it from both sides. You understand that? Because I respect Lou Rockwell. I respect Adam. But Adam does pull, you know, pure stunts. But his argument is he pulls stunts for liberty. I get it. Fortune favors the bold. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taking up the flood leads on to fortune. Our fortune is liberty. I get it. But at the same time, when people are like, I hope you're man enough to be there with your gun, bud. See, don't punch my buttons. I'm man enough to play this smart. I'm man enough for the long haul. I'm man enough to go all the way and do what's really dangerous. But I'm studying it. And it resonates with people. And just the idea is part of the animating contest of liberty. Now, we've had multiple senators. I'll show these articles while our guest speaks. Say it's going to cost trillions. It is the North American Union. It is the end of our country. You can't go to Mexico. I'm talking about Mexico because that's 80% roughly of the illegal immigration. I can't go there and have free babies. I can't go there and become a citizen. Jesse Ventura has tried to become a citizen, and they've told him no. A former governor. Jesse Ventura, you know, his daughter can't come down there and have a baby free. But see, America has so much hospitality, and the authoritarians guilt everybody not to, to save Mexico that's in horrible tyranny, a collapsing failed state. Look at how that's hidden in plain view. Not to help them. No, to bring all of America down. The globalists admit they want you poor so you can never stand up like Mexico that has more billionaires per capita than any other country in the world. They have more billionaires than the U.S. Not per capita, period. Because you've got one-tenth of one-tenth of one-tenth of 1%. I mean, literally, it's less than a dozen people that own the whole stinking thing. And if you get uppity, police in black uniforms drop by and line you up and shoot you. I've seen the videos where they line people up and shoot them, and it's not even in our news. Okay? So that's what's coming to America, and I want freedom for all those people. Instead, they've hyped up nationalism, La Reconquista, La Infasora, the reconquering, America's evil, all the problems of Mexico or America. Well, it's the globalists are part of it, but not me. And this is the takeover. And William Gein, I appreciate him joining us, of AliPAC. He's the leader of Americans for Legal Immigration, PAC, or AliPAC, which is one of the largest grassroots organizations in America, AliPAC.com. WilliamGein.com as well. William, you've heard me going over this. Obama's blaming the Second Amendment for what happens in Mexico, and we know it's armored vehicles and full auto and grenade launchers they're getting. Guys, you pull up Bloomberg, Wachovia, or I'll pull it up, Wachovia, Wells Fargo laundered $376 billion. I mean, they're running all this and then blaming us, and now they want to fully split the country open. William Gein, what's happening?
Alex, first of all, thank you so much for having me on at this very, very critical time. You know, the Senate is about to consider this amnesty bill in 48 hours in front of the Judiciary Committee. And I listened to your lead-in. You were so on the money. You were right on the mark. Maybe not on every detail, but when you describe the United States as facing a form of treason from within or a type of warfare being practiced against the United States citizens, I am so much in agreement with you there. And it's a thing that, as a leader of a national organization, I've become more vocal about over the last several months. I believe the United States faces a constellation of threats. Just like our bodies walking down the street every day face a constellation of risk from accident and disease and microbes, the United States, being what it is, the most valued real estate on the planet, faces a constellation of threats. And the guns, you know, I've been on your program several times over the years, and I've warned people across the country. I said, beware the three nation killers. There are three things they want to do to the country, which our partial political revolution of 2010 held back quite a bit, okay? But now that hold up, that time we bought the country has expired, and they're back. And the three nation killers are free speech. They want people to live like they live in Canada and Mexico as part of this integration. And Canada, William Gein and Alex Jones would have already been yanked in front of a tribunal with the ability to imprison or fine us terribly. If Alex Jones and William Gein were doing what we're doing in Mexico today, we'd probably both be dead long ago. And so they want the freedom of speech down. They want the Second Amendment destroyed and the American gun laws brought into equilibrium with United States.
They're moving on every front. This is the radical transformation Obama promised. The corporations, the media, the globalists, the communists, this is the full move. This is it. This is the total attack. This is the war. This is the key jump point.
And they've got control of most of the major networks. They've even got Rupert Murdoch of News Corp and Fox News now on board with the amnesty lobby. So most, you know, I used to be on Fox News all the time. I have not been back on Fox News in 2 years since I announced correctly that the Democrats were going to use large-scale illegal immigrant voters in the western states to stop the Tea Party revolution. That was the last time you heard William Gein on a major national network because the doors closed to me and many others like me at Fox. They've studied us for several years because they know that my organization, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, played a key role in defeating amnesty in 2006, 2007, and in 2010.
So now they're lying. We're going to go to break. I want you to come back and get into this. But what I've seen them is doing is Obama's angering immigrants with his tough new bill when it's total amnesty, basically, and then they call it an anti-immigrant bill. Is that correct?
No, it's not anti-immigrant. That's just the please don't throw me in that briar patch.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, remember what they did 5 years ago when they wouldn't let people read the bill? We're going to talk about what's really in the different versions. You're up there on the Hill. This is coming up for a vote very soon in committee. It's all happening. Internet taxes, you name it.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Lindsey Graham, nasty little creature that he is out whitewashing Benghazi while acting like he's exposing it. Graham, I think the dam is about to break on Benghazi. And on his Senate site, on his Facebook, he says, I think the dam is about to break on Benghazi. We're going to find a system failure before, during, and after the attacks, a stand down by the special forces. They were ordered to stand down for 8 hours. Done. We knew when it happened, a week after it was the Al-Qaeda security force hired. I'm going to go back to William Gein on the immigration thing. It's all happening. Internet taxes, open borders, all of it, but we can beat it. Why are they so desperate now? Why are they able to get so many Republicans to go along with us now, and how do we beat this, and what does the immigration bill really do for, why won't they let the public see a copy of it? Why is Senator Sessions saying we can read it, it will die? Why are they demonizing Ted Cruz for saying we should be able to read it?
Well, I'll answer each one of those in order. But first, I want to thank you again. Back when I encouraged Senator Graham to come forward about his homosexuality secret, I came under a lot of heat across the country, and your show was the first show to, like, you know, give me a fair spin with what I had to say. And I'll always be grateful to Alex Jones' show for that, because I believe that Lindsey Graham will sing and dance any tune the elites want him to the detriment of the American public, because they have the power to put his hidden lifestyle on every major network and destroy him at any moment, whereas we do not have that power.
By the way, 2 days after you did that, I didn't know you were going to do that on air, but you're a respected guy and you're up there on the Hill, he suddenly reversed himself on the immigration issue back to the pro-sovereignty policy.
He did. He withdrew from the negotiations with Janet Napolitano and Barack Obama, and his popularity levels in South Carolina plummeted, because that was part of my trap. I knew that since I was a Tea Party guy, that the press, including Comedy Central, I didn't know it would be Comedy Central specifically, but I would take a lot of heat, which washed over me. It was like flames, but I was untouched by the flames, maybe a couple of singed eyebrows here and there from the calls that I received from angry people, thinking I was just being mean to gay people, which wasn't my intention at all. But Lindsey Graham's approval ratings dropped to unelectable levels. Now, since that time, they've been rebuilding him slowly back up to try to save their brand, save their guy, because he's up for re-election this year. But Lindsey Graham is a traitor against the people of the United States. And him and people like Marco Rubio and John McCain, I don't know what all the elites have on Rubio and McCain like I do Graham, but they'll do and say anything, because these people are just really good at controlling people. Now, that brings us back to how we defeat these people again. How do we stop S-744, which is a nation killer? It is an illegal immigration amnesty neutron bomb, Alex. Senator Jeff Sessions, who I wish so deeply was the president of the United States of America right now, with a VP like Joe Arpaio, Jeff Sessions' office has been scrambling to read through this 844-plus page bill and try to decipher and interpret what it means for the American public. And they found a couple important things. First of all, between the illegal immigrants that it turns into voters eventually and the increase in legal immigration by 50%, when we're already as a nation at a hyper or historically high immigration level, combined with the new visa programs, 57 million people, predominantly from third world countries, would be allowed to immigrate to the United States or enter with a visa in the next 10 years. I'm going to repeat that, 57 million, Alex. We've got a population of about 308 million in the country. So look around you. If you're in traffic, in your house, look out your window.
And half the kids in the country right now,
people you see.
Sure, half the kids in the country, I've seen the statistics, are the children of immigrants. This is a total rewrite of America, and it's a rewrite towards third world police states. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, they're bringing in people that are not like the people that have governed America, that founded America, not like the people that have governed America for over 200 years, not like the people that have paid all the taxes for over 200 years, not like the people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice with their own or their children's blood in the wars to protect the U.S. Constitution.
Well, they come from authoritarian countries, and some of them do appreciate freedom because of it, but the vast majority, like 90%, vote once they become citizens to take my guns. How would you leave a country where you couldn't have guns and then come here and take my guns? I guess because they never had guns, they don't know.
Well, it's not that they're not even literate in their own languages. They have no idea of the American principles and concepts. What you stand for, what I stand for, what 90% of the people out there in America that are indigenous right now, even the people who are liberal, you know, a lot of these people on the left side, the Democrats, they're going to be smiling real big in the first 10 years as Republicans lose everything, except for a couple of enclaves in a couple of places. But then their smiles are going to be short-lived when they figured out that whatever their particular issue was, be it the environment, be it gay rights, be it, you know.
Oh, my God, this country is going to resemble China. Stay there. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's Agenda 21. They're going to keep us in big city reservations. The elite are going to live out in the countryside, helicoptering around. That's their plan. It is horrible. We'll be right. I mean, we are going to be third world.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are riding on the storm. Internet Texas, internet censorship, Benghazi Gate, our government funding Al-Qaeda to overthrow somewhat prosperous and comparatively free nations like Libya and Syria. Into this world we're thrown. And again, I know you reap what you sow. I have incredible empathy. I'm not here making excuses for myself. The media spins it like everybody knows we should turn our guns in. Everybody knows GMO is good for you. Everybody knows aspartame is good. Everybody knows there's no side effects for vaccines, kids. You know, they're trying to pass a bill. We're going to have a guest pop in at the end of the show. They're trying to pass it today out of committee, just like California, where the government can say your kid gave consent in a public school to have inoculations. Really, can they give consent to drink liquor or have sex? That's statutory rape. That's contributing to the delinquency of minors. That's common law, constitutionally illegal. And then the Austin police chief wants to make it where illegal aliens – basically don't get arrested. He was on the news talking about that, you know, for crimes they commit and stuff. I mean, it's just, or doesn't want them deported. I mean, it is just Twilight Zone because they want the magnet. They want to bring the immigrants here, not to come here and bust their butts and build the country, not to come here and get into the free market, become wealthy, and the people that work hard go to the top. No, they say, come here and just get on welfare. Just vote to take these guys' guns. Hey, you're used to being a slave in Africa or Mexico or Eastern Europe. Come to America. The head of AllyPak, William Gein, is here, finishing up with this bill, what it does. I mean, especially from what I've seen and what you've written about and what Sessions has said, trying to read it in the last few days, it's kind of a repeat of what the bipartisan bill did before.
Well, it's that plus everything they've ever wanted, you know, and the main key here is first, you know, information is important, but people are almost oversaturated in information. We've got to get people organized. Our main two key points for doing that is our primary website, AllyPak.us, A-L-I-P-A-C.us, and a petition site we have at AgainstAmnesty.com. Both of those websites are carrying the information to keep people up to date on this particular bill, the problems with the bill, the full talking points with the bill, and we give people the phone numbers they need to call, what they need to be saying, how they need to be going about it, and we need people to not be paralyzed here. If you can't donate time to make a call, if you can't donate a dollar to an organization, you're already neutralized. If you like to hang on and listen in horror as things fall apart, then that's up to you. But we've got to take the people that can still stand. You know, the last 2 months I've had people running the other direction past me screaming or laying there crying in front of me pretty much saying, oh, they've got us this time, that we're beaten, because the psychological operations, the psyops of the globalists have already neutralized so many people that have immersed themselves in this information. And I've been telling them, look, you don't know the outcome of the battle. But the same thing happened in 2006 and 2007. In the first few weeks or months of the battle, we had people running the other direction saying, oh, the enemy is so superior in finances with this George Soros money and all this stuff. We can't beat them. They've got us. We need the people who are willing to march towards the disaster, that are willing to put their hands on the tiger's tail, put their hands around this ancient serpent's neck, and to fight back when the outcome of the battle, of whether the Lord is going to preserve the United States or not, is still undetermined at this point, and to move forward on these people. We're organizing at AllyPak.us and AgainstAmnesty.com. Today, we've turned everybody loose calling the Senate Judiciary Committee, which there are links to on our homepage for all of the numbers for those members. That's a battle. We think it's most likely we're going to lose because that committee has been stacked with people like Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake and the Gang of Eight.
Yeah, but what about stuff where they advertise to illegals, come have free babies, come get on food stamps? I mean, this is fraud. And again, I can't go to Mexico and get food stamps and a free birth and everything. I mean, it's like you're just not a nice person. It's so incredible. There's Judicial Watch uncovers USDA records sponsoring U.S. food stamp program for illegal aliens, and they advertise it in Mexico. I mean, this is treason. And you know about the North American Union deal 2005 with Bush and Fox and the Prime Minister?
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Alex, because, look, just the other day when the President of the United States was in Mexico, he told, it was reported in ABC News, that he was there to increase economic integration in the hemisphere or the continent. Now, we never voted for that. That would require a treaty by the Senate that's never been passed. The American public has never agreed to further integrate our economies, which means integrating our population.
But Bush signed the deal. Bush signed the deal.
The first one, well, Clinton put the NAFTA into place, and then Bush launched the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, and now Obama has continued. I did a quick search right before coming on your show on Obama economic integration. I found two very fresh things that I want to mention. First of all, from the Christian Science Monitor is praising this, what Obama did. It said, President Obama's trip to Mexico will help better integrate the two economies, and a piece of Senate immigration reform bill focuses on integrating the mainly Mexican population of undocumented immigrants. Each country must respect each other's sensitivities on these two integrations. Then the article, which just came out May 1st, goes on to say, very key here, it says, taken together, the president's trip and the immigration reform bill are forcing Americans to come to grips with Mexico and Mexicans in a way not seen since the controversial passage of the North American Trade Agreement.
And what does it mean, come to grips? It's not like Switzerland is bordering us. I would want to border France. It's going bankrupt. It's like bordering North Korea.
Forcing Americans. Right there. Where is that coming from? Forcing Americans. Who in the world is it that is forcing Americans? But there it is, written, third paragraph of the Christian Science Monitor.
No, they admit it's globalism. They are merging the three countries and taking our rights away and then telling Americans don't be nationalistic, while the Ford Foundation for 60 years has funded the most radical anti-American nationalism the world has ever seen in Mexico. Let's just be honest about this. And folks, you think your taxes are high now? The guns, everything, it's gone. We are going to collapse, which is the plan. I mean, this is, folks, it is like jumping into a sinking ship. And again, they love it. They absolutely love it because the globalists are exempt from all of this. How do we beat it? Because, you know, they said we couldn't beat the gun bill, and they'll stage something else, or, you know, there'll be some new shooting. They're going to come back. But, you know, we have got to beat them now on this.
Here's our last shot, and I mean our last shot at this, okay? If we can slow this bill down, which we've already done, those of us already fighting through AllyPack.us and against Amnesty.com, we've helped slow this bill down. And every day that we can slow it down, every day we can get another Alex Jones show out there on this topic, every day people learn more about the national biometric ID in the bill, the $9 trillion price tag on the bill, the waivers for all of the enforcement language.
Let me stop you. Again, the other bills had that before, where we all get basically a North American ID, and we've already seen the ads for 5 years. They already issue a North American ID. I mean, this is it. This is the end of America.
We have one more chance if we can stop this bill. Now, if we stop this bill, I think there's probably a 70% plus chance that Obama will engage in further dictatorial, unlawful, unconstitutional activities unless our current lawsuit that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Union is showing some promise with a Texas judge. Obama will probably just try to make it happen anyway. Our goal at AllyPack is to kill this bill, stop this bill, educate more people, and instead of letting them go to sleep, take the energy of the gunfight that just happened, take the energy of Benghazi Gate that has built up, take the energy of the resistance to the illegal alien amnesty overthrow of the American Republic, and channel everything we've got into the 2014 elections. The 2014 elections will be our last shot to take civilian control of the United States government back over. And we've got, look, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is on the chopping block. If we get a good, well-financed, well-organized candidate to run against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, and I go down there and stir things up enough, you know, hey, we might be able to take him out. The people of office, the people in Arizona, please, people, you did so great with the immigration legislation, and now you sent us back John McCain and Jeff Flake. And I know that John McCain and Jeff Flake not only lied to you guys in Arizona, but they lied to you with over $30 million spent on their campaigns. And Rubio lied to you. We got to go after the liars. And let me tell you, the main ones we need to go after are the Republican liars, Alex. Now, granted, most Democrats are against this thing, too, but the poll numbers show us that 90-80% of Republicans are against, and truth, if truth be known, what Lindsey Graham is doing, what Marco Rubio is doing. And since we're so disadvantaged with opposition having all these billionaires and millionaires like George Soros on their side, I am targeting the Republicans. And I'll tell you something else. I got a little bit more respect for a Democrat that I disagree with. It has some lame globalist Star Trek New Generation idea about, oh, we just need to merge everything. At least they're being more open about it. I have more contempt for the Marco Rubios of the world and the John McCains and the Jeff Flakes that go around lying to everybody. Their entire job is to sit there and lie to people and deceive people on the biggest scale of them all. And so I have more contempt for them, including in my home state of North Carolina.
Well, I mean, I want to say this. Listen, they are going to take the guns. They've set up Homeland Security, teamed up with all these foreigners who think they're part of the government to come after everybody. And it is going to be a civil war. Because, look, they plan to have a war with us. Even if we lay down, they're coming to get us. So I hope people realize
the ammo supply drain and the fact that they've got us cornered and things like that. But my thing is, it's politics, okay? There still is a peaceful political hope here. If enough Americans Americans.
No, I know. I'm just saying we're not here trying to scare people. I don't have words to describe how dire our straits are.
Well, do you remember the part of the movie when John Connor's in Crystal Peak and he figures out that it's going to happen and things are going to get terrible and he's just going to do the best he can with a little ham radio to keep people organized and do what he can? You know, that's what this feels like. But we've got to do what we can because even, you know, politics failing to the degree they have, that's unacceptable.
Well, by the way, the good news is hundreds of millions of guns are getting bought. 70 million plus just on record in the last few years. Bill, we're buying billions of rounds. People are awake, and I mean across the board, the liberty message to white, black, Hispanic, Asian, people that we can at least talk to. Who don't?
That can all be avoidable. That can all be dis-
No, I know, but that shows that, I understand we need to beat the bill, but what I'm saying is, it shows that people fundamentally know we've got a crook government. But I mean, well, I mean, the government is crazy.
People fear this government, and it goes back to Thomas Jefferson. You know, when people fear the government, there is tyranny. There is tyranny. That's why Obama's talking about it to little student groups and saying, beware the voices that preach about government tyranny. What an anathema. What an anathema to the intrinsic American experience his comments are. And when he talks, it's clear to those of us that can see the matrix here that he doesn't talk like he's even one of us or a United States citizen at all. He talks about us and our Second Amendment rights as if it's something alien that he is just forced into paying homage to because he swore an oath and he's going to pretend like he...
Well, no. That's the tactic. Bloomberg says, I'm the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment. That's why it means you turn them in. They do that to neutralize opposition. It's like NDAA. I'm not going to sign it. So there's no opposition. Then it turns out the White House wrote it and he did sign it. I mean, it's all deception. And I believe and I know they're moving at mock speed now because they're behind about a decade. Even their own tacticians like Brzezinski say that. And they can see that liberty is growing in the minds of Americans across the board.
Well, you ask why now? Why now is this. But since the last election, and this 1 year before the next election cycle really takes grip, which is usually about January, will be about January 2004. If we can stop this bill from passing prior to January 1st of 2004, I predict it will not pass. And that is giving us a hint.
You mean 2014?
Excuse me, yeah, right, 2014. And that gives us the hint of what we've got to do to turn it off. What we've got to do right now is locate all the traitors, all of the people pushing this invasion, pushing this nation-destroying amnesty invasion, including Republicans like Congressman Ted Poe from Texas, who we thought was on our side, who now suddenly pops up and says he supports past citizenship for illegal aliens. Wow. You know, we've actually had three. It's been embarrassing and shocking, but after 8 years of operations, we've had to rescind three endorsements.
No, you know why? Because you're finding out who's real now. The system is uncloaking. They are going for it all now. And 2014 is everything, ladies and gentlemen. And we have, I mean, listen, I've had these rallies, you know, against the illegal alien rallies where they're saying America's bad, you know, Mexico. And I've gone to those rallies and a lot of Hispanic Americans have shown up with me saying, you know, I get it. I'm a truck driver. And since the Mexican trucks have been let in, my money's been cut in half. No, I get it. And it doesn't even help Mexico. I mean, why are the mega rich for this like Warren Buffett? Because he wants to bankrupt America. The guy gets banker bailout money. The guy is a crook. I mean, this guy shut down the Keystone Pipeline to Texas from Canada. These people have invested in China. They've invested in Mexico in the slave factories. They're done. They hate American freedom. I mean, it's so simple. Closing comments. What do we do? Who do we call? How do we stop this?
We get on board at AllyPack.us. We call and bombard the Senate and Congress with calls against the bill. But at the same time, we need enough people, volunteers, and supporters to fully launch our Canada operations of 2014 now. Let these lawmakers like Lindsey Graham and Ted Poe and other people all of a sudden hear from people in their district, hey, Congressman Poe, did you hear some guy named Danny Smith is going to run against you because you now support amnesty for illegal immigrants? What? Yeah, he's already...
Now, this is North American Union, and should they also call the committee? Should they call
the Judiciary Committee, every member of Congress, every member of Senate, and keep those calls rolling and intensify by them. Spread the word on social media, internet, and talk radio, and help us start finding candidates and candidates.
Yeah, and I want to explain something to the gun lobby. The NRA should be against amnesty because Mexico, which is the main group of immigrants, has no Second Amendment. 90% in the polls I've seen end up voting illegally or when they become citizens to take the guns.
Well, they will have trouble with some of their supporters if they try to dilute or change their issue. ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, while we don't have the budget that the NRA does or the numbers just yet, we are the NRA of illegal immigration.
No, I know you are. That's why you're on the show. But what I'm saying is that we need NRA members to get it through their head. Folks, this is it. This is North American Union. They've done this in Europe. They've done this in other areas. They flood the country with people, put them on welfare, and then convert the country to socialism. And the ultra-rich are then exempt from the taxes, as is coming out in France. And they want authoritarianism. This is
they do, and they're bringing in people that hate the predominant indigenous people of the United States of European and Christian descendancy types. That are the type that have stopped the billionaires before, stopped the banks before, stopped the type of tyrannies before. You're talking about the number one group of people that have enjoyed freedom and prosperity in world history here in the United States that are being targeted within our
Well, I'll
country.
Say this. I want to export liberty to all these countries, and I found that we're able to wake people up, but not if there's the language barrier, and that's why the melting pot has been overloaded to do this. The head of ALIPAC, we appreciate William Gein joining us. The fight is now. Thank you, sir.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Alex Live, what William Gainwich is talking about is true. The real Renaissance, or Western liberty, coming out of Greece and then Rome, and then, of course, Rome became corrupt, no longer a republic, and then in the Dark Ages and then Europe, has been the main driving force of liberty worldwide in the last 500 years. But the ideas are what can be transferred. But it's true. These third world populations have been taught their own nationalism and by the media to racially identify. While the United States is taught to be inclusive and not to identify, but that was done not to create unity. That was done to create balkanization and compartmentalization. You turn on MSNBC, it is the total Democratic Party Ku Klux Klan hour. But, you know, all whites are bad unless they submit to everything the New World Order says. That way you make political issues of open borders, taking your guns, socialist health care racial when it shouldn't be racial. We're all human beings. Do you see that? So they don't want to export freedom to other countries. America now exports torture and corruption and government drug dealing to other countries. And then they blame what's good about America for all of those problems when America has been captured. Quite frankly, the nanotech, the genetic engineering, all the craziness that's going on is going to far outstrip this immigration issue in the future. I mean, they're going to release bioweapons, you name it. They're going to change things very, very quickly. I want freedom all over the world, from Africa to Latin America to Europe to Asia, to Australia, to every Pacific island. I want humanity to, you know, have better goals and ideas of building a future. But the globalists have an ugly view of humanity, and they want to collectivize things, not to even make you better, but to dominate humanity and then reduce humanity's numbers, sterilize the planet, most of the people, bring in GMO. I mean, when I look at this plan, it makes you believe in the devil because it's so wicked, it's so destructive, it's so bad even for the elite zone kids, and I don't see them getting away with it. We're going to start the next hour, and I've got to get into the Benghazi situation. Then I want to get into the latest on Syria. West provided chemical weapons to Syrian rebels. That's in the RIA Novosti. That's the official Russian news. And I don't just believe what they say. I knew that months ago. That is an accurate report. Eyewitness says the younger brother, the bomber, he's convicted, no trial needed, did not shoot Boston cop. That's what witnesses are saying, that it's friendly fire. And you saw all sorts of friendly fire with the Dorner thing and in New York shooting nine people. We're going to get into all that. That is all coming up, and we're also going to get into an NRA video dealing with what's happening in Mexico, where the guns are really coming from. So all that and more. Coming up, and basically forced inoculation of your school children in Texas. This is happening all over the country. They go, well, your child agreed to have an abortion. They made the decision. Your child, you know, your 11-year-old in California decided to get all the vaccines, but they're not of the age of consent. I'm their parent. You're not anymore, Jack. By the way, in Mexico, they don't ask. They forcibly inoculate, and they forcibly abort, and they forcibly sterilize. Oh, and you notice me, the white, devil. You know, because the media said so, because I'm white, being white's bad. You notice I'm saying don't abort Mexican babies here or in Mexico. I want to fill their head full of liberty. I want them to own guns. I want them to become rich. I want them to open companies and be doctors. And I want your kids, no matter what color they are, to go to the stars. But that's not going to happen if we keep this New World Order going forward. We've got to bring it down. Be sure and support us if you believe in this info. Spread the word about InfoWars.com and visit InfoWarsStore.com for water filters, the best quality seeds, books, videos, t-shirts, magazines, everything.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.